The first reading is a reading from the book of Thessalonians. You recall, brothers and sisters, our toil and drudgery, working night and day in order not to burden any of you. We proclaim to you the gospel of God. You are witnesses, and so is God, how devoutly and justly and blamelessly we behave toward you believers. As you know, we treated each one of you as a father treats his children, exhorting and encouraging you and insisting that you walk in a manner worthy of the God who calls you into his kingdom and glory. And for this reason, we too give thanks to God unceasingly, that in receiving the word of God from hearing us, you received it not as the word of men, but as it truly is, the word of God, which is now at work in you who believe. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. You have searched me and you know me, O Lord. You have searched me and you know me, Lord. Where can I go from your spirit, from your presence? Where can I flee? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I sink to the netherworld, you are present there. You have searched me and you know me, Lord. If I take the wings of the dawn, if I settle at the farthest limits of the sea, even there your hand shall guide me and your right hand hold me fast. You have searched me and you know me, Lord. If I say, surely the darkness shall hide me and night shall be my light, for you, darkness itself, is not dark, and night shines as the day. You have searched me, and you know me, Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You are like whitewashed tombs which appear beautiful on the outside, but inside are full of dead man's bones and every kind of filth. Even so, on the outside you appear righteous, but inside you're filled with hypocrisy and evil doing. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You build the tombs of prophets and adorn the memorials of the righteous, and you say, 'Boy, if we had lived in the days of our ancestors, we would not have joined them in shedding the prophets' blood.' Thus you bear witness against yourselves that you are the children of those who murdered the prophets. Now fill up what your descendants measured out." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Again, we see the Pharisees, Jesus just again lets them have it because they want to kill him. Huh? That's the whole point. They said, oh, they'd never see the prophet. And now there is the greatest prophet. God himself is there. And they didn't recognize him. Why? Because they clung to their tradition and to their past. They would not cling to God when he becomes present in their midst. And two, we can cling to our tradition and our past only, which is dead in itself, and miss the gospel of Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ is alive today, and you can know him and listen to him. And we need to listen to the church when the church calls us to grow and calls us to grow out of our own focus on only our tradition. But too often we want to stay Pharisees, but listen to what Jesus says. Woe to you. Jesus Christ is alive, and we must follow him and listen to his voice, and that always, always involves change. Why? Because if we're not changing, we're dying. If we're not changing, there's no growth. And so as we hear Paul say to the Thessalonians, we have proclaimed to you the gospel of God, and the gospel is living. Because the gospel is Jesus Christ. Proclaim not tradition, proclaim Jesus. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.